This is Madam Landlord.
This is Madam Landlord. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. It's Monday. You've had the business news, so you know it's time for Madam Landlord. On Madam Landlord, we talk about issues that affect everybody in the real estate ecosystem. So tenants, agents, facility managers, surveyors, and Madam Landlord herself. Now, when is a landlord liable for a criminal tenant? We're talking about this because the EFCC brought it up last week. Sylvanus Tahir is the EFCC's Deputy Director for Legal and Prosecution, and he was a part of a Twitter space last week titled, "Give Your House to Yahoo Boys, Spend 15 Years in Jail." And in the conversations triggered by that space, the EFCC has been pointing out over and over that this position is supported by the Advanced Fee Fraud Act. So today, I want us to talk about what that law says, what the implications are for Madam Landlord, as well as Madam Landlord's tenants who are not Yahoo Boys. And joining me to have this conversation is a lawyer. He's a friend of the show, Jerry Okeke. Welcome back to Madam Landlord.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you for having me.
Happy New Year. We haven't heard from Jerry for a very long time. Now, Jerry, before we get into it, I want to read Section 3 of the Advanced Fee Fraud Act to you. I'm sure you're very familiar with it, but it's a relevant section. And Lagos, here's what that section says. Quote, a person who, being the occupier or is concerned in the management of any premises, causes or knowingly permits the premises to be used for any purpose which constitutes an offence under this Act, commits an offence and is liable on culmination to a term not more than 15 years and not less than 5 years without an option of fine. Jerry, now you be the lawyer. I know be lawyer. So in your own words, break down for me and for Lagos your own interpretation of what that clause is saying.
Okay, thank you, Sandra. It's simple. I will try to simplify it for our audience to understand this.
Thank you.
Now, what it's saying is any person, me, you, an occupier, let's say you rented my apartment and you're now harboring someone or is concerned with the management of any premises where you have a landlord or the landlady. Now, but there's a clause in this, in what you read out. Knowingly permits the premises to be used for any purpose which constitutes an offense. So the key word there is knowingly. And of course, you can't really hold someone for an offense he or she didn't know about. So technically speaking, in as much as the law says that anybody who uses these such premises will be indicted. The key word there, if you read it out again, you understand that the key word there is knowingly.
Knowingly. So I want to focus on that knowingly phrase. Knowingly, yes. Permits the premises to be used. I'm very curious about what the tests for this would look like in a court of law. How does a prosecutor go about proving that Madam Landlord knew that her tenant was a Yahoo boy and let them continue operating on her premises?
Okay, well, in all fairness and honesty, we all live in Nigeria, so particularly in Lagos here. So the EFCC is talking out of experience. There are some properties that are predominantly known to harbor criminals.
Okay.
Example, it's a simple logic. When you have a new house in front of your banner or you're about finishing a house, as some people usually come to inquire about this house, it is the duty of the landlord or any person who manages the property to exercise or to do what you call some due diligence. Okay, where do you work? Where are you from? What do you do? Exercise, how many vehicles? There should be a form. You feel? Some people just fill the form and they just file it somewhere and collect money because they need the agency and agreement money. But it's still your duty to sometimes go ahead and do a background check on the person coming to take your apartment. So when you do all these things and you have your form kept somewhere, and coincidentally or someday, the EFCC is now inviting you that you knew that this person is a Yahoo boy and eventually you're representing the house, all you need to do is to prove yourself that, see, this is the form this man filled, this is what he told me he was doing. And I went there, let's use an example, he told me he has a shop in Fayetteville, Block B, this. I went there and I saw him there and I went in my house. I didn't know that in the day he goes to the shop or in the night he's now a Yahoo boy. So, although the issue now is the Nigerian factor, by the time you keep explaining and by the time you come out of it, you might have wasted a lot of time or stress. But the most important thing is that nobody can convict you, and if you can prove to anybody, the prosecutor, the court, that you didn't know, and there is no way you would have known that this man here was is a Yahoo boy. So the issue now is that landlords or managers must do their due diligence. It is very important.
Okay. I understand what you mean about due diligence and all of that, but there's also the question of capacity. Under most tenancy laws, like the Lagos State Tenancy Act, a landlord has very limited rights of access to the rented property. My landlord cannot just show up and inspect my house, you know. They have to write me ahead of time. It has to be for a legitimate reason, like repairs. So given the rights to privacy that the law has enshrined for tenants, how is it reasonable to expect that a landlord can be able to know what the tenant is doing inside their house? Because doesn't this law put responsibility on landlords for something that they cannot really be expected to know about or control? And I want to come back to a point you made earlier on about some premises being known as housing fraudsters, but that's, you know, further down the line. I'll come back to that point. But yeah, this one, question about capacity and right to privacy, is this law not putting the responsibility on landlords for something that they cannot really be expected to know about or be able to control?
Yeah, but what this law is merely stating is stating the obvious. For example, even under our criminal code, anybody who aids, enables, or counsels, that's what we call criminal statistics, an offender, if you're caught, and somebody who enables you, or who guides, aids you, or who counsels you, they are all guilty of same offense, as if it was the offender. So, basically, I understand what you're saying with respect to assets. So these are circumstantial. What I said initially is before it even gets to the point somebody is now occupying the premises, the due diligence you need to do at the initial. Because yes, it's also possible that somebody came into your house as maybe a banker and along the line loses his job. Yes, I know this man as a banker. What the firm he filled for me is that he's a banker. Then subsequently he might now have learned the Yahoo trade along the line, or getting a younger brother or a friend who lives in the premises and is now doing Yahoo. And when the EFCC comes there to bust the place, and these are circumstances, I'm not expected to now delve into their privacy to find out what they do for a living. All I said initially is, before it gets to the point where somebody is already living in the premises. So the EFCC chairman who even said that, but you know, they know these things. They have their lawyers there. The courts are there. There are some circumstances wherein the landlord or landlady can never know. It doesn't matter how brilliant you are. So all I'm asking is for lawyers, managers, or property, and landlord and landlady to do their due diligence first. When you do your due diligence first, if any other thing happens, the whole world, the law will limit that you do what you ought to do.
But it brings me to another question, Jerry. It seems to me like it could lead to a big problem that we talk about all the time on Madam Landlord. Profiling. Lots of young people are complaining that it is very hard for them to find accommodation. Single people will tell you it's very hard for them to find accommodation because landlords are profiling them already as possible fraudsters or prostitutes. Now, and this is especially true for young people who work in tech or who work in other businesses that requires that they work from home. Now, you have a situation where the EFCC is saying, if you rent to a fraudster, we're going to jail you for 15 years. Won't that warning make landlords even more likely to start profiling and rejecting innocent young people who simply want to rent a house in peace?
Yeah, but it's going to affect, In fact, even prior before, you know, many people didn't even know that this law has been in existence since 2006. Actually, it's actually 16 years.
Yeah.
So the EFCC chairman just stated the obvious.
Yeah.
This law has been in existence. I think it was passed under Obasanjo in 2006.
Yeah.
So now, even before now, there are a lot of profiling. Some landlords don't give rent to single men or single women. Some don't. Some usually play the tribal card, so it's all, the list goes on. Now there are some young guys who are into tech, who are doing actually well. In fact, okay, let me now give you a life example. 2 months ago, there's this property I'm managing. The oldest tenant there called my attention to the fact that there's this guy I rented an apartment for. Both of them, they don't actually go out. They stay at home almost all day. And they work from home. So, according to him, first, the noise came between them because they run generator 24 hours.
Mm.
And secondly, there might be fraudsters. So, what did I do? I had to call their attention to the fact that some people are complaining. And they told me, see, we have online, we sell. They explained to me what it. And I told the tenant, see, if the issue of generator, I don't know how to control it, but these people are legitimate business owners, mm-hmm. and they rely on the mostar at home to do their business.
Mm.
So, but that was a nice one because it also has helped me to put an eye on what those guys were doing in the first place. So, but like you said, people must always profile. It doesn't matter. Some people profile people based on tribe. You're a Yoruba, I won't give you a house. You're a Yoruba, I won't give you a house. Some people profile based on you're single, I won't give you a house. I need a married couple. Why is there? There's a lot of profiling. So it's not going to stop. And this, surely, it might go on to the extent where you see young people sometimes taking some landlords to court for refusing to give them property. So we're in all this mess together. So we have to find a way to navigate around this.
I also wonder if it won't give an incentive to more landlords to start trying to invade the privacy of tenants. Because this story you just told me now, it sounded pretty invasive. And me, I'm also wondering whether my neighbors think maybe my husband is a Yahoo boy. Because he works from home. My gen is on 24/7. You know, so I don't know. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Most of our tenants are women that we usually do. It always depends there that the landlord or his agent or the premium should be allowed once in a while to come in and have a look around on how you're doing with my property. So it doesn't say that.
Well, that comes with prior. But it doesn't say that on the tenancy agreements. But the Lagos State, Tenancy Act says you have to give me prior notice about coming.
Of course.
And it's only related to repairs.
It depends on what you call prior notice. I'm a practical person. We all practice. So if I call you, let's say, Chief, are you going to be at home tomorrow? Yes. Is there any problem? No. I need to come tomorrow to do something with you. And I come and see there are some issues around here that you do this, you do this. You are sir, please, it's not true. This is what I do. This is my ID card. This is how I do. And I was convinced. And I went home. It was a false alarm. So assuming I went there and my sixth sense, I kind of found out that the concern is true. All I need to do is to probably report it to the police because I'm not allowed to even go in there to do anything. The police can take it off from there.
Okay.
And again, I keep saying something. It won't be only about Yahoo boys. There has to be, although I don't know if we've gotten to that section, it should cut across even security, numbers, a lot of things. Because when we keep making it look as if it's just Yahoo boys. I keep telling people that we're a most serious problem in this country. Most times you don't know who is taking your property. It might be a kidnapper or a robber or something. So there has to be a platform wherein landlords are expected to upload names of tenants.
Okay, Lagos, I want to hear your thoughts on this conversation. 0700-993-993-993. Give us your questions about where the law stands on this and how it affects you as a landlord or as a tenant. 01465-7190. That's for women. 01465-7190. Women, call us on that number. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. What do you think about the answers you've heard from Jerry Okeke is a real estate lawyer, and he's been on the show with us, you know, talking about this new, well, it's not new because Jerry says, you know, this law has been there since 2006. He's just announced that the person from the EFCC simply announced something that has existed for a really long time. 99.3, hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, this is Ngozi Kon.
Welcome, Ngozi. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, Sandra, I think for me personally, I don't have problem.
Okay.
Yeah, my maybe a fellow tenant knowing what I do for a living.
Okay.
I could remember years back growing up in Enugu then.
Mm.
We know maybe in a compound where we live, block of flats, we usually know each other. We know the occupation of each tenant because we usually have this get together we usually do in the compound. So where you also get to know people you live with. What we see in Lagos most often, you just see people living, you never get to know your next neighbor.
Hmm.
As the guy rightly said, aside the Yahoo boy, there are security issues that ordinarily should mandate us to endeavor to know who we live with. There's nothing wrong if you want to probe into somebody's way of life, what the person does, as far as you live in the same compound or vicinity with the individual. It also helps you know how you play along when you move or when you do certain things. So that's for me on that take. And knowing, definitely nobody will come and tell me if I don't know you are an armed robber or something and you are giving a house. In the first place, most of these landlords are not the ones giving bringing in these tenants. They have agents, which I also blame. Our system of renting houses is very poor. We should have, as he said, like a website, like a page, where you can even go. For instance, a tenant commits a crime. In that place, you also notice, so that another landlord taking in this tenant would know that this so-so-so person did this in so-so-so time when he was living in so-so-so place. It also helps you checkmate, since we don't have the social security numbers to track down on criminals. So that's my take.
All right.
It's a very good move for me.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Ngozi. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Good evening. My name is Johnson. I'm calling from Abuja.
Welcome. What do you think? Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What do you think? Tell me.
My name is Johnson. I'm calling from Abuja.
Welcome, Johnson, okay. From Abuja. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to share with you a first-hand experience.
Okay.
It happened to me. Okay, just before I got married, I was looking for an apartment, a two-bedroom apartment.
Mm.
And when the agent asked me where I work, and I told him I work with Google, he was surprised. I was like, how can you work with Google? I mean, I had to explain over and over and
exactly,
over.
Exactly, yeah.
Before he finally leased the house out to me.
Mm-hmm. But
now here's the thing, you can't fault, or sometimes the landlords might not know, because, okay, these guys are now so crafty that they go lengths to prove, or they're having all these guys to cover up their tracks. I can say, for example, now I do this. Meanwhile, underneath, I'm a fraudster.
Mm-hmm.
But to the open eye, I'm a really
skilled
student.
Yeah.
I'm into tech.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I'm into crypto mining.
Yeah.
I'm into forex trading. That's the word they use. What are the businesses they use? So they might not really know, to say. So, but this happened to me like 3 months to my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I went in search of a house, and it was just so funny because I had to explain myself, bring proof for him to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, now, wow, he acknowledged the fact that he is now, or maybe he's still living in the stone age. Like, you know, people could work from home. So they can't really know. So I don't know, they need to listen to that, because the clause there says knowingly.
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 Yeah.
wonderful evening, Sandra.
Thank you, John, for calling us from Abuja. Omo. Because, like, you have a lot of people working from home now, thanks to COVID. A lot of people working from home. And working from home without light means that your gen has to be on 24/7. You're living with an ignorant neighbor who doesn't understand that work from home is a thing, or the landlord who doesn't understand that work from home is a thing, or the agent doesn't understand that work from home is a thing, or the lawyer doesn't understand that work from home is a thing. How does that affect you as a tenant who is legit minding your business, and now you're having to open yourself up to random searches? I don't know what you think, but I've got information to share with you. Yes?
Hello, Lagos. I have an invitation for you to participate in the 20th Chief SL Edu Memorial Lecture. The management of the Nigerian Conservation Foundation, NCF, cordially invites the public to the 20th edition of the annual Chief SL Edu Memorial Lecture with the theme Only One Earth. This year's edition will witness a special conversation with the ace British renowned naturalist Sir David Attenborough. There will also be a fireside chat featuring the Honorable Minister of State for the Environment, Chief Sharon Ikeazo, Canadian Deputy High Commissioner Dr. Teshom Nkrumah, British Deputy High Commissioner Mr. Ben Llewellyn Jones, Chairman NCF NEC Chief Ede Dafinon, and Mr. Environment Mr. Desmond Majekodumi. Please register to participate. Visit www.ncfnigeria.org or call 0805-356-2766.
All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's hear more of your thoughts. Jerry Okeke will still be here answering questions from me, from you. I have questions already on WhatsApp waiting, questions on Facebook waiting as well. My name is Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. This is Madam Landlord. Don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Madam Landlord. On Madam Landlord, we talk about issues that affect everybody in the real estate ecosystem. So the tenants, the agents, facility managers, surveyors, and Madam Landlord herself. My big question for today is, when is a landlord liable for a criminal tenant? We're talking about this because the EFCC brought it up last week. Savannah Stahir, the EFCC's Deputy Director for Legal and Prosecution, was part of a Twitter space last week, and he said, give your house to Yahoo boys, spend 15 years in jail. And that statement, that comment, triggered quite a number of conversation all over the country last week. And, you know, he pointed out that his position is supported by the Advanced Fee Fraud Act. We read out that act for you, or that portion of the act for you, before the break. But not to worry, if you just tuned in, you can listen to this whole show from the beginning on our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. Jerry Okeke is a real estate lawyer, and he's been here answering my questions, answering your questions as well, and taking your comments. We've got Kolakpo who says, Sandra, me too, I profile low. If you are a pastor, no way. What pastor? I forgot pastors are the ones who will even give your house. We've got a message here. EFCC is running from politicians just not to step on toes. All right. Please, for the landlord EFCC conversation, what will happen when a Yahoo boy is the landlord? Okay, Jerry, what happens when the fraudster is the landlord?
If the fraudster is the landlord, then it makes the whole job easier. The commission would confiscate the property if eventually he's found guilty of any offense. So it makes everything easier. The premises will be confiscated and he will go to jail. And that particular section said for a term of not more than 15 years and not less than 5 years. So in between 5 and 15 years, it can never be less than 5 years and it can never be more than 15 years. So the person might be looking at 10 years.
Okay, we've got a comment here. I have a friend who works from home. He's a programmer. And when he wanted to rent an apartment, he was denied by several landlords, even when he explained himself and what he does to them. I think the landlords should be able to understand those who are into tech and need to work from home from those who are really fraudsters, through the form that they give them. The intending tenants should provide means of identity with the company that they work or prove their legit work. All right. A message here says, Sandra, my sister, in as much as all of us do not support fraudsters, I can assure you that the Nigerian government can never win this war on advance fee fraud. As long as those making and enforcing the said law are all Yahoo men and women. Tell the government to first handle the person who took 80 billion naira sincerely, then majority of the senators and governors, local government chairman. Only then will the issue of fraud and ritual killing for money go away. Okay. Here's an anonymous message that says, Sandra, I beg you, don't become a fraudster. We've got a message here. I do not support frauds on the part of Yahoo Boys, but what is EFCC doing to the advanced fraudsters, which are the political office holders? I don't like this whataboutism that we love to do as Nigerians. What is wrong, you know? If you're a fraudster, you're doing the wrong thing. If you're a politician that is stealing money, you're doing the wrong thing. All of you are criminals and should be in jail. That should be the stance of everyone, not a what about, you know? Jerry, there are lots of crimes that a tenant could be committing in Madam Landlord's house. The tenant could be printing fake Naira notes. They could be manufacturing fake drugs. They could be inciting violence against other Nigerians over social media. And yet, for most of these crimes, we simply punish the criminal, right? We do not hold Madam Landlord responsible. But with the Advance Fee Fraud Act and with armed robbery, we've seen various laws that take this approach. And I have to ask you, as a lawyer on the show, isn't this a major deviation from the normal approach to criminal justice? Even though I know you mentioned earlier on about aiding and abetting of crime.
Well, first of all, before an offense is deemed to be complete, there must be mens rea, that is the mental element, and the actus rea, that is the fiscal element of the offense. So, technically, if somebody commits an offense and has actually done that, and the landlord, for example, doesn't know, it's still the same thing. There is no way you can hold the landlord for something he or she doesn't know about. However, I keep saying this, and everybody should always note what I'm saying, that we must do our due diligence, apart from the landlord or agent, those who live in the same house with all these people. I told you before, it shouldn't be only about fraudsters. We must talk about all other aspects. So, a landlord who, for example, the police caught a kidnapper in his house, mm-hmm. and who doesn't know, and who can prove that he was never aware, mm-hmm. can never go for an offense.
But Jerry, if we don't penalize telcos and ISPs who provide internet for the fraudsters, we don't tell them. Oh, okay. I was saying, can you hear me?
Yeah, I've been trying to come in here. I don't know if it's the network.
It's probably the network, but that's probably a fine place to end the conversation because I've got guests in the studio. But Jerry, thank you so much for being our guest on the show today. We are probably going to come back to this conversation because Lagos has a lot to say, and then we'll have you back on as our real estate lawyer talking about it. But thank you so much for your time on the show today.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure. I'm always.
All right, Jerry. Take care. I was going to ask Jerry that if we don't penalize telcos and ISPs who provide internet for the Yahoo boys, and we don't tell them that they have a duty to find out what the person is using their internet data to do, why is our law putting that burden on landlords? But anyways, I'm sure that you're listening to me and you're like, well, na dem sabi me, I want to own land. Let me talk to Vines Realty. Vines Realty will tell me how to own land. Essay is here. Essay, how are you?
I'm very fine.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Same here. It's good to be back.
I have listeners who are like, I'm not even a landlord and they're talking about this matter. Please come and tell them how they'll be landlords so they can even be in this league, in this conversation that is being had right now.
Yeah, true. I know not everybody's
it does not concern everybody. But you see, I came with a lot of solutions here.
Okay.
And if you're a landlord on your own, even you as a Yahoo boy, you'll not think of all these things. But let's stick to the point here. I want everybody to be part of something that Vine Shields is doing. So if you're new to this show, we are not new to the show.
Yes.
We've always been here.
Yes.
And so I'll just introduce Vine Shields just in case you're tuning in for the first time. Vine Shields is a real estate company in Lagos, Nigeria. So we're into property marketing, property development, property consultancy, everything about your property needs in Lagos State, Nigeria. Vines Realty is there. And we try our best as much as possible to ensure that every individual is able to afford the property with Vines Realty. We are not just for the high class alone. No, we have a land for everybody. We have a structure, a plan for everybody. We want everybody to be able to call himself a landlord, even if it's for 300 square meters. Yes, I am a landlord. 300 square meters. It's not easy. If it's easy, do it. So, yes, want everybody to be able to afford a home. And now, the beauty about the land that Vines Realty is offering to the good people of Lagos is the locations of where these lands are.
Okay.
And the returns on investment that these lands bring.
Okay.
I know, let me not say everybody has heard about Ibejilekki, but Ibejilekki is a new business hub of Lagos, and everybody that is talking about Ibejilekki know how much Ibejilekki would do to them. In fact, there are people that just buy this land and they keep it. Like the last time I was on the show, I was telling you about price increments and how some people that bought it at lesser prices are even coming to buy more to keep. Land banking, let's keep this. Don't worry, by the time we are chilling with the big boys in future, people will say we did rituals. But they listen to me
or a fraudster.
Now when you are sitting in your house, they will not know how you have invested your money wisely. So that's why SA is here today, to tell you about investment.
Right.
Come and invest with Vines Realty, own a land in the new business hub of Lagos. And the beauty of it is that it's Ilaya season. I came with lots of gifts.
Ilaya goodies are here.
Yes, my Ilaya goodies.
All right, talk to us about your Ilaya goodies.
Okay, so now for the Ilaya goodies, if you call on the show, I always do this for my Nigeria Info listeners.
Okay.
Now, if you call on the show, you're going to get a 15% discount on the show. Now, you know, Ilaya is a season where people rice, ram, and every is going around. There's oil, there's gold, there are electronic gadgets and all to go around. But trust me, you will get this and you'll get more with Vines Realty. All you need to do is to call 0800 4300. Now that's also a toll-free number, so the good thing is you're calling and it's not your credit. So we are not just giving you a discount, we are also saying call us and we will pay for you to call us to invest for your own future. You see, we have taken care of everything that you might possibly be thinking of. Oh, I don't have credit. Don't worry, that's why we say we'll call on our toll-free number 0800 4300, or you can also call our other number if you say, oh, yes, I'm a big boy, I have credit, 0700 4300. So you can also call the number to reach out to us, and you will be entitled to a 15% discount on all our estates. Now I'm going to tell you a bit about the estate.
Okay.
So we have Almond Vines Phase 1 estate that goes for 4 million naira.
Okay.
We have the Phase 2 goes for 2 million naira. We have our Berry Vines estate that goes for 1.4 million naira. Our Oak Vines estate goes for 5.5 million. And our Peach Vines Court goes for 11 million naira. Now, the beauty about all these prices, like I said, is you have a 15% discount if you call on this show today. You'll get a 15% discount. Yes, outside, yeah, we're running our Ilaya promo, but it is a 10% discount. So for you to get an extra 5%, you have to call on this show. Don't come and message me from another platform and say no. You have to call on Sandra's show for you to get your 15% discount.
But you see, I say there are so many real estate organizations that are doing Ilaya promos, that are selling property in Ibejilekki, that are doing all kinds of things to try and get people to purchase real estate properties from them. Why should they go with you guys at Vines Realty instead of all these other real estate organizations?
Okay. Now, why you should go with Vines Realty is because Vines Realty has the best product for you.
Okay.
I'm not just saying that because, oh yes, you work in Vines Realty, so you have to say that. Now, Now, we have the best product for you in the sense of both product and service. Now, we have your interest at heart. If you walk into Vines Realty and you say you want to buy a land, we don't just say, yes, the 11 million naira land. No. We think about you. What are your land needs? What do you want to achieve with this? So now we are asking you questions in order for us to guide you. Remember I said property consultancy. We want to know how best we can guide you in the process. So we are not just only after your money. No. We want you to understand that it is an investment, and this is what you want. If you want to have a vacation home where you can sit down and the breeze from the ocean, we direct you to our Palm Beach front estate.
Okay.
If you say, oh no, I just want an all-enclosed, just me resident, we direct you to our Almond Vines Phase 1 estate. There are places, there we have different estates for you. If you say, oh no, I want commercial activity, we have estate, we have something for everybody.
So you tailor your services to the needs of the customer. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we're going to find out where exactly these properties are. You're listening to Sound This is Madam Landlord, the 15 minutes of Madam Landlord that you're listening to right now, brought to you by Vines Realty, Vines Real Estate. Essay is here telling you about all their offerings, so don't go away.
Do you have a dream of owning a land that will appreciate within a period of 6 to 12 months? Then call Vines Realty. Vines Realty has properties in the fastest developing area in Lagos State, Ibeji-Lekki, the new business hub of Lagos. Properties ranging from 1 million naira to 10 million naira only. You can also spread payments across 24 months. Enjoy 10% discount on all our estates and win lots of amazing prizes like a free deed of assignments. Call us now on 0800-400-0300 or visit our website at www.advinesrealtyng.com. All our social media handles are advinesrealtyng. Hurry now! Offers valid till 6th of July 2022. So call 0800-400-0300. Visit us at Suite 4, Second Floor, Dominion Plaza off Ibuefo Bus Stop, Lekki, Lagos. Think Lens, Think Vines.
Vines Realty here with us, bringing you the final 15 minutes of today's Madam Landlord. Ese is here. Ese, tell me more about the developments going on in Ibeji-Lekki.
Okay, so one of the major development going on there right now is the Dangote refinery.
Okay.
Now, we have the Lekki Free Trade Zone. We have other sites to see. Now there's the Lekki Deep Sea Port. We have the other companies that are there. We also have the Lakapine Tropicana, the resort centers and everything that goes on in Ibeji-Lekki. Ibeji-Lekki is a city on its own. So you can live in Ibeji-Lekki in the next 12 months and you don't have any business with Lekki Phase 1, because the way it is built is in such a way that everything will be there. So now there's a new international airport that is also going to be in Ibeji-Lekki. So if you have an airport in Ibeji-Lekki, you don't need to travel to Ikeja. So whatever you are thinking, the government have already thought about this thing and they are putting it in place so that there's no congestion on the road. Okay, you're thinking, okay, traffic, if I want to go. No, all those things have been catered for. Now, the Dangote refinery is going to bet over 800 daughter companies. Now, these 800 daughter companies would need employees. It's not going to be robots that will work there. Now, the employees will need places to live. So you can either be a landlord today to those people or be a tenant to someone who will listen to this show and become a landlord. Now, that's why Vines Realty is here now trying to encourage as much as possible. We have flexible payment plans for you. So if you don't have a bulk sum, oh yeah, I don't have 4 million naira or I don't have 1.4 million naira to buy this land. Okay, yes, Vines Realty is saying, come and pay over a period of 2 years. Make an initial deposit, spread the rest conveniently over a period of 2 years. We all know that it is for someone to make an investment, you have to be intentional about it, because that money that you want to use to invest into something, there'll be something else that you have to wait. Okay, yes, I want to buy this nice bag, but if you buy the land right now, it will appreciate for you. So there's always something to do with money, so you have to be intentional about investing. And that's why Vines Realty decided to make it, yes, okay, let's do this, let it be flexible. let people be able to pay over a period of time. And the lands are 100% dry. Hmm. I tell people, dry rainy season
is the best time to buy land.
Exactly.
And this is rainy season.
Exactly.
All right, we've got her colleague as well from Vines Realty. Vincent, I believe that's your name?
Yes.
Yes, Vincent. Yes. Good to have you on the show. Vincent, tell us how people can reach out to you. I mean, you have numbers people can call, you have an address people can come to, you have a website people can check out, you have social media. Tell us, give us that information. Because people are listening, like, okay. How do I start? Where do I start from? Who do I call? Tell us.
Yes, the world is going...
Speaking into the mic.
Okay, the world is going digital, as you can see. So Vines Realty is on all social media platforms currently. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we are on Twitter, we are on LinkedIn. You can reach out to us on vinesrealtyng.com. So you can come to all our, reach out to our lifelines, actually 0700-4300.
Okay.
So you can come for inspections, reach out to us to our online customer care platform, and we'll get back to you.
Okay. You mentioned, Essay, that you guys offer virtual inspections. You said that to me last time you were here.
Yes. We offer virtual inspections, and virtual inspections is the best. Trust me. But if you still want to come, don't worry. We have breakfast. We have everything ready for you. So, yeah, we give you first-class treatment on our inspection trips. So, the virtual tour, you get to have a feel of the journey to the site and visit the site while you are in the comfort of your home.
Okay.
That's the whole point of the virtual tour.
Okay.
And for you to join this virtual tour, it's simple.
Mm.
All you need to do is still call 0800-4000. How many zeros do I call? So that's 0800-4000-300. So that's all you need to do to call and tell them you want to book an inspection. And like I said earlier, the lands are 100% dry lands, flexible payment plan for over a period of 24 months.
Hmm.
Trust me, the deals, you cannot get it elsewhere. Essay said it. Take my word to the bank. You cannot get it anywhere. And if you look at it and you say, oh no, I don't really have money to buy this property for myself, that's fine. But you know someone that want to buy, you can join our marketing team. My marketing team, those guys are really cashing out. Sometimes I'm like, so one person will collect all this money. Yes, one person will collect all this money. So you can join our marketing team and earn as much as 25% commission. Come on, 25% on 11 million naira.
It's a lot.
I mean, some people have not earned that money this whole year. And you can make it just from one deal. This just be your prayer answered,
you know, so just sitting at home.
Exactly.
Reach out to Vines Realty, get a job as a marketer.
And you don't need to even, like, you don't need to stress. Don't come to work every day, no traffic, no nothing. Just sit down in your house. Bring the clients to us, and Vines Realty will pay you for that. End commissions end easily. And trust me, it's going to be an exciting journey. Like I said, the Ilea promo is still on, and I want everyone to be part of it. Trust me, when your friends are killing ram, you too, you want to kill ram. Courtesy of Vines Realty, we are ready to pay for
it. We'll give you the ram that you will kill.
Exactly.
All right, again, the number that they can call, we're out of time.
Okay, just call us on 0700 4000.